Word of mouth.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Well, the holidays are upon us, and there's nothing quite like a well-told story for seeking refuge from the chaos or a little too much quality time with the family. A lot of big-name authors had terrific new book titles out this year, but we have a fondness for those that don't get full-page ads or window displays. Call it the literary equivalent of the Island of Misfit Toys. Great books waiting for a good home. You just have to know where they are. With us today are two seasoned purveyors of overlooked books, Michelle Philgate, a writer and critic and events coordinator at Community Bookstore in Brooklyn, one of our favorite overlooked booksellers. Thank you so much for joining us again, Michelle.
Thanks for having me.
And Liberty Hardy, events coordinator at River Run Bookstore right here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and also now in Kittery, Maine. Liberty, so nice to have you with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Now we're going to have a complete list of their recommendations at wordofmouthradio.org. But Michelle, I'm going to start with you. A book that can help one deal with elderly relatives or maybe understand some of the insecurities one starts to feel as they get older. What have you got for us?
Yes, I'd love to talk about The Night Guest by Fiona McFarlane, which is definitely one of the most overlooked books of the year. It's a debut novel that should have received a lot more critical attention than it did. It's a literary page-turner about aging, trust, and vulnerability set in an Australian home by the ocean, in which a widow thinks that a tiger is stalking her at nighttime. Mm. And one day, a mysterious woman shows up at her house, claiming the government has sent her to take care of her. So there's kind of a creepy element to it where you're not quite sure what's going on and who this woman is. And it's really just an incredible book about unrequited love, among other things, aging, the memories that shape us. And I just think it's fabulous.
The Night Guest by Fiona McFarlane. Liberty, you have a book on your list that sounds like it could make our winter cabin fever sound relatively tame. Tell us about The House Upon the Dirt Between the Lake and the Woods, this by Matt Bell.
Yes, Matt Bell has written this really unsettling fairy tale about a newlywed couple. They move into the middle of the woods with the hopes of starting a family and living off the land. But then the wife suffers a miscarriage and then another, and it really starts to tear them apart. But then there's also a bear and a conniving unborn child and all kinds of other fantastical things, like the wife can create things out of the air with her voice, which is just unusual. And but like at the heart of this book is a gorgeous original story of love and loss, and I cannot wait to read what he does next.
That is The House Upon the Dirt Between the Lake and the Woods by Matt Bell. Michelle, less fantastical, what have you got in the nonfiction realm?
Well, before I recommend the nonfiction, I just have to add that I agree with Liberty on that book. It's definitely one of my favorites of the year. But one of the nonfiction books I really want to talk about is White Girls by Hilton Owls. It's an essay collection that has received some attention, but not enough, in my opinion. You might know him as the theater critic for The New Yorker, but his latest book is a collection of essays that deal with everything from looking at Truman Capote to Flannery O'Connor to my personal favorite essay in the book, which is the first one. It takes up 100 pages of the book, and it's all about his friendship with a very memorable artistic woman and another black male. And I really love how he blends the personal and the critical. The book is published by McSweeney's, which is one of my favorite small presses, and they really take risks with what they publish. And I just want to read one particular sentence or two sentences from the book that really struck me, where he says, he talks about in writing how he's always half living life, so I can get down to really living it by writing about it. I wrote about my first kiss more fully than I lived it. Mm. And that just really struck me as something that a lot of us writers and even readers do, where, you know, we live through words in so many ways.
Well, that's a terrific quote. A terrific writer, too. I remember a book called The Women by Hilton Owls back in the late 1990s, I think, that made a great impression on me. This one is called White Girls by Hilton Owls. He's a theater critic for The New Yorker. Speaking of small presses, Liberty, you have a book on your list just mentioned in a New York Times article about the Austin literary scene. Can you tell us about it?
This book is called Three Scenarios in Which Hana Sasaki Grows a Tail. It's by Kelly Luce. It's published by A Strange Object, which is a new tiny indie press in Austin. And her stories are just marvelously written and so, so charming. Most of them take place in Japan. And my favorite is this one about a woman who owns a toaster that can predict how people will die.
So
she has lines of people. It's a toaster. She toasts the toast, and when it pops up, it tells you what's going to happen to you. And she just has a line of people at her door all the time asking her to tell them, even though, like, some people are like, I don't really know if I want to know. But it's just amazing. And Kelly Luce is amazing, and I think she's really, like, she's right up there already with Elizabeth McCracken and Kelly Link as far as short story writers go.
Three Scenarios in Which Hana Sasaki Grows a Tail, the author there, Kelly Luce. Michelle, you've got another nonfiction book to recommend, not very traditional. What can you tell us about it?
Yes, so I really loved Unmastered, A Book on Desire, Most Difficult to Tell by Catherine Angel, who's a British academic. I hosted her at my bookstore, community bookstore, earlier this year, and it was a terrific event. This is a must-read for fans of Virginia Woolf, who she actually incorporates in this book, Jeanette Winterson, Maggie Nelson. It's a fragmented and deeply poetic, heartfelt look at female sexuality in all its capacities. And there's a one point she says in the book, he is not afraid of my desire, of its depths, its lengths, and I'm not afraid of her passion that comes across so clearly on the page. I think it's an incredible look at sexuality.
All right. This is Unmastered, A Book on Desire, Most Difficult to Tell. The author there, Catherine Angel. Again, we'll have a full list of Michelle and Liberty's recommendations. And Liberty, another novel for you to recommend that has to deal with the ramifications of a crime. What can you tell us about Save Yourself by Kelly Braffett?
Well, this is Kelly Braffett's third novel, and they're all fantastic, and I really feel like she should have a lot more attention than she has now at this point, because she just gets better each time. And Save Yourself is about a young man whose father has done something really horrible, and now the father is in jail, and his sons are left to deal with the fallout, and they're having a really hard time in the town. They're still in the town where it happened. There are also several other characters in the book who are all dealing with how screwed up life can be, and they all kind of interact with each other. And it's just, Braffett treats them like with really raw honesty and respect. I think she does justice for all her characters, no matter what they've done. And she writes these amazing sentences that could just, like, stop your heart.
Both of you have recommended a number of books by women. Is it that you seek out books by women in particular, or that books by women tend to get overlooked?
I think that they are, that you can't read enough female writers, quite frankly. There was a woman who just wrote an article for, I think it was for FlavorWire, about how this year she decided to read only books by females as an experiment. And I thought that was really interesting, because I think that there are so many incredible female writers writing right now, and it's our job as booksellers to get the word out there about the good books. And it just so happens that I read a lot of books by males, too, but there are so many incredible books being written by women that I want to read those and promote those.
We do have time for one more recommendation from each of you. It could be an overlooked book or other favorite reads from this year. Liberty, what have you got for us?
Well, there's one book, but actually one author in particular that I think should be getting tons more attention. And that author is A.S. King. Her new book is called Reality Boy, and it's about a teenager named Gerald who was on a reality show when he was a little kid. He was on the show with his family. They all came across horribly. They all behaved badly. And now he's a teenager, and he's still dealing with the teasing and the attention that came along with being on television, and he just wants to be a normal kid. And I just think A.S. King, her writing is listed under young adult, but I think that all her books should just be listed under humans, because I think everyone should read her. She has such hope and compassion, and I just think that she's going to save the world.
All right, Liberty. Reality Boy by A.S. King is the name of that book. Michelle, what have you got?
I have to list one of my favorite books of the year, which did receive some critical attention, but in my opinion, it's overlooked because it didn't make the final the list for the National Book Awards, which it should have, and it should have been on the New York Times top 10, which is The Woman Upstairs by Claire Massoud.
Uh-huh.
It is just it's going to be a book that will be read for years to come. It's all about a woman who is an artist who is kind of entrapped in her box. She really is the woman upstairs. She's a teacher, and she doesn't have what she wants in life, and she's yearning for fulfillment. And she becomes obsessed with one of her students' families. His mother is an artist, and she becomes very entrenched in their world. It's just an absolute must read for every woman and man to really get a glimpse at the life of a woman who wants more from life.
That's The Woman Upstairs by Claire Massoud, and I will add that Maureen Corrigan, Fresh Air's book critic, did put it on her top 10. Michelle, I want to thank you. Michelle Philgate, events coordinator at Community Bookstore in Brooklyn. She's also a writer and a critic. Great to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me.
Liberty Hardy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Virginia.
Liberty Hardy is events coordinator at River Run Bookstore in Portsmouth, and now in Kittery, she's also contributing editor for Book Riot. We have posted a list of all of the poor, lonesome, overlooked books that we discussed during this segment. Maybe you can give them a great home. Go to wordofmouthradio.org.
Since it's Christmas, let's be glad.